You, Lord, to help us, Lord. Let this word be life, Lord. Let it be life. Let it come alive to our hearts, O Lord. May you be glorified, Lord. I ask you, Lord, for your precious covering over my life, Lord, as I proclaim this message. For without you, Lord, I am nothing. I can do nothing. But with you, Lord, all things are possible. And we could reach further than we've ever reached before, Lord. With you, God, we're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could even ask or imagine. Because you are a great God. Hallelujah. You're greater than any problem we have. You're greater, Lord, than any circumstance right now in our life. The greater one is here. Say it with me. The greater one is here today. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, be glorified, Lord. Amen. This will probably be a two-part message, but I'm going to be speaking with you about coming into God's light and then shining His light or reflecting His light on others. Seems like a very appropriate message during the Christmas season. Amen. That we as a church should be reminded of the fact that we are to live in the light that Jesus shines on us. This light is a recognition of things as they really are. Have you ever been in a dark room and you're trying to find the light switch? And all of a sudden one of the kids left a toy in front of the, on the floor and you stumbled and you almost broke your neck? It's hard to get around in the dark, isn't it? There's a reason that Christ is called the light of the world. Thank God for the physical sun that we have and the moon to give light at nighttime. But there's another kind of light that God speaks of that we need. It's a spiritual light. It's a light of understanding the way things really are. It's a light to know the difference between wrong and right. It's a light that illuminates us about what's really important in life so that we can make good choices. God wants to shine that light on us. You teenagers who are here today, you young people, you singles, you adults, married couples, whoever you are, God's knowledge comes through a revelation of the person of Jesus Christ. And the more you know Jesus, the more you see into His life, the more you understand the truth that He is, the majesty that He is, the glory of God that shines on His face, the more you are changed. There's a verse in Corinthians that says, as we, without a veil on our face. You know, when Moses and the law were given, there was always an obstacle in the way of people intimacy with God. There are animals that had to be sacrificed. There was a priesthood. People couldn't go directly into the presence of God, right? There was a thick curtain in the temple that separated the holy place from the holy of holy place. But in Christ Jesus, that veil, all of those obstacles are taken away. Now we can go into God's presence without any veil. In other words, face to face. And the Bible says, as we're in His presence, there's a glory, just like the glory that shone on Moses and caused his face to come to be illuminated, so much so that the people ran away when he came down from the mountain. He had been in the presence of God. How many of you remember in the Bible? His face was shining. The people were frightened. Because you see, in God there is no darkness. God lives in perfect light. There's no hidden corners. There's no shadows in His presence. Somebody say amen. Amen. When you are in the presence of God, life is as it should be. When you understand the truth of Jesus, when you understand the love that He has for you, when you understand that He has all power and all authority, and there's nothing by any means that can harm you when you belong to Christ, God is shining His light on you. Amen. And the Bible says, as we live in that light, we read the Bible. The Bible is another example. The Bible calls, it's in James, the book of James is called a mirror. When we look into this word, it's like a mirror that shines on us. And as we read the Word of God, we hold this up as a standard in our life and we measure ourselves. It's not enough to just say, I've been walking with Christ for 20 years. That's a good thing. I'm glad that you've been faithful. But in those 20 years, how much progress have you made? How much progress have I made? If I'm still stumbling over the same stumbling blocks that I did 20 years ago, it's like that sister who told the pastor one time, "Pastor, you know, I'm so sorry. I lost my temper again." And he said, "Sister, you didn't lose it. You still have it. You still have it. This word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The Holy Spirit we have been given illuminates us so we can make good choices. Young people, you can make good choices if you ask the Holy Spirit to shine the truth of Jesus inside of you. You don't have to stumble in darkness. You don't have to worry about the future. Because the future is as bright as the promises of God." Can you say amen? Amen. We live in a world of darkness. And there are so many similarities between the condition of Judea at the time of Christ's birth and our world today. I won't take the time to make that comparison, but just take my word for it. If you do some research, you'll find out that they were struggling with many of the things that we struggle with today. The same problems, the same oppression, the same fears, the same poverty, the same concerns about the future. But Jesus, when he came into the world, he was heralded as a light to this world. Isaiah chapter 9 prophesied about him. Isaiah 9 verse 2 and 6 prophesied about the coming of Christ. "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has shined." Verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." That's why Christmas is good news. Hallelujah. That's why the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men." Because those who have once walked in darkness now have an opportunity to become to come into the presence of the light of heaven, to come under the authority of God's truth, to come into the blessing of walking with a mind that is no longer burdened by sin, with a mind that is no longer captive to patterns and behaviors that leave you less than instead of a child and an heir to the kingdom of God. The devil has always tried to work in the shadows. How many of you know that? He's the prince of darkness. He tries to deceive. He tries to twist things. We know what happened. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible says, "The God of this age," 2 Corinthians 4:4, "the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." In other words, what this is saying is that if the people of this world truly understood the glory of Christ, and they truly had a revelation of who Christ is in all of his glory and all of his goodness and all of his love, they would throw away their idols. Hallelujah. They would turn to him with all their might. But the enemy tries to keep them blinded in their minds. So they think, "I don't need God. I can do this on my own." How many of you have a relative like that? Or a neighbor? "I can do this on my own. I don't need God." But in John chapter 1, John the gospel writer refers to Christ coming into the world. And he goes all the way back. He goes past the beginning of the creation of the world. Because in the beginning, the Bible says, there was darkness on the face of the earth. The earth was without form and void. God had created the earth. But there was more that had to be done. And so God said, "Let there be light." And after God said, "Let there be light," he began to create all the beautiful things that we see around the world today. But John, the gospel writer, talks about the spiritual blindness in his gospel. And he says, "In the beginning, before all time," this is John 1, 1 and 4 in the Amplified Version, "In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, which is Christ." That's before the creation. Christ existed. Are you with me today? Amen. Christ existed before all time. And the Word, that is Christ, was with God. He was part of the Trinity. And the Word, Christ, was God himself. He's God all by himself. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now watch this, verse 4. In him was life, and the power to bestow life. And that life is the light of men. Hallelujah. The life of Christ is that which brings light to this world. Jesus himself declared it in these words, John 12:46. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. So what I'm saying to you this morning, first of all, the first part of this message is, come fully into the light of Christ. Don't hide in the shadows. Don't leave any closets. You know, you say, God lives in my heart, God lives in my house, but are there any closets in the corners? Any corners of our life that are in the darkness? Are there any fears? Are there any patterns of behavior which really are saying to God, Lord, I'll trust you in all of these other areas, but in this one area, I've got this, Lord. You stay out of this. Yeah, I got this part of my life, Lord. I don't want you messing around with this. I mean, maybe you don't say it in those words, but in essence, that's what we're doing, that's what we're living. But God is saying, come fully into his life, light. Don't hide from him. I can't tell you how many people my wife and I have counseled over the years that were full of fear and were afraid that if God knew how they really were inside, that God would be so angry with them, God would reject them, God would push them away. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Somebody say amen. He came into this world as a light. He already knows what's in your heart. But he's just waiting for you to acknowledge it. He knows everything about you. But he wants you to come to the realization that you need him. He wants me to come to the realization, Lord, you want me to go deeper as a pastor, as a servant of God, as a husband, as a father, as a grandfather. You want me to be more real in these matters than I've ever been before. God is still working to bring me into the light of Christ. Light is the great conqueror over physical darkness. I've already given the example of being in a dark room. Have you ever been in a cave? Some of you visit the caves. We have caves all over the United States. And they do this thing when you're doing a tour of the cave. They say, okay, we're going to shut the lights off now so you can see what it is to be in total darkness. And so for a second they turn off the lights and you really, I mean, it's amazing. You can't even see your hand in front of your face. In darkness, there's fear. In darkness, we can be easily deceived. In darkness, we cannot see the truth about the way things really are, good or bad. Can you imagine a surgeon or a dentist performing some kind of procedure without lights? How many of you would like to go to that dentist? My wife and I one time had dinner at this really fancy restaurant, and I forgot where it was, in what state it was. It wasn't here in Florida. But they actually advertised this experience. They said, if you would like to, for $100 a person, you could have this once-in-a-lifetime experience of eating a gourmet meal in complete darkness. I'm serious. They actually advertised this and were selling this to people. Because they say that, you know, your taste buds are more enhanced in the darkness. I know about you, but I want to know what I'm putting in my mouth. Somebody say, come on now. I'm not going to pay $100 a person to eat in the dark. You see, light is needed to get things right. If you're here today and you feel like, man, there's some stuff in my life that just not quite there yet, we need light. We need the Word of God. We need the Holy Spirit. We need an intimate relationship with Christ. One of the things that held me back in the beginning of my walk with God, and maybe some of you will relate to this, was that I was always afraid that if I opened my heart to God, God would see all the bad stuff in me. And that God would, you know, just push me away, or that God would, you know, be upset. And what I came to realize over a period of time, that his love was so much greater. My sin was deep, but his love was greater. My sin was great, but his love was greater. Yes. Hallelujah. Light can show the smallest imperfection. Sometimes the dentist works with that light. Do you ever see those lights they put on their head like a headband? So God can find, you know, the difference between bone and marrow. But God's light can also shine on humble things and beautify them. You know, have you ever been out on a beautiful sunny day or in the morning when the sun's just coming up and there's still moisture on the ground? And you see the beautiful dewdrops, the moisture on the grass, and you just get up real close and the sun is shining on that little tiny drop of water and it's glistening in the sun. It's amazing. The Bible says that God beautifies the meek with salvation. So your life may not have been perfect. Maybe even now you wish you maybe had a different background, you had different parents, or you came up a different way. But let me tell you something. God will make you beautiful. When you come into His light and you stop running and you stop hiding, God makes all things new. Hallelujah. God takes broken things and makes them beautiful. Hallelujah. Who am I speaking to today? His light is so essential to bring us out of our world of spiritual and moral darkness. In the light of Christ, we have no power. When we're close to Christ, the truth of God is able to change us. Plus, He gives us the grace to make those changes. When we draw near to God, we finally come to peace. We don't feel like there's this war. Have you ever had this time in your life where you felt like there was tension between you and God? There was, you know, you were still coming to church, still reading your Bible, but there was just a little bit of just a little bit of hesitation. Anybody? It's happened to me. It's happened to me. The hesitation was not because God moved, it was because I moved. Amen. God is still the same God. He loves me and He'll always love me. Hallelujah. His blood will cleanse me and His blood will always cleanse me. John the Apostle says, Christ is the true light that gives light to every man. Today I want to urge you to, by His power, come fully into this relationship with Christ. See in a fresh light what He has for your life. You may be sitting here and you're 81 years old or 82. We got some folks here that are in their 90s. Whether you're 15, or 93, God's still working on me. Hallelujah. God wants to do something beautiful with your life. Bring back the glory, Lord. Christian life is not about surviving. It's about a cause that is great. The Christian life is a call to action. The Christian life is a call to boldness. It's a call to throw away your weaknesses, throw away your fears, let go of the junk, stuff that you are living on. You know, sometimes we worry so much about what people think of us. You know, we want to get that correct grade in school, and that's all good, you know. Or we want to be liked by the right person. We want to be accepted by the right crowd. And the devil just toys with our mind and plays with us. But there's no friend like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. Hallelujah. Who will love you and make you better. He'll take all the pieces of your life and make them better. Hallelujah. And Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 35 and 36a, then Jesus said to them, you are going to have this light just a little longer, referring to himself. Walk while you have the light before the darkness overtakes you. The man who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. Therefore, put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons or daughters of light. When God reflects on you His light over a period of time, let's pretend this is God's light shining on me, okay? Over a period of time, it changes you. You become transformed by that which you hang out with. you become like that which you entertain the most in your mind. What you spend your time thinking about. What you spend your time worshiping. What you spend your time being close to. Anybody ever say to you, you know, you're just like your cousin. You spend all your time with your cousin or your friend. You guys are like twins because you're always hanging out together. I don't mind being a twin of Jesus. How about you? I want to spend time with him. I want to be near him. You say, Pastor, that's kind of, you know, fundamental. I mean, we're all here in church, but you can be in church and not be close to Jesus. That's why I'm preaching this message. Because there can be some areas of your life, like Jesus said, walk in the light while you have the light. Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of the light, so that you may become like the one that you adhere to, like the one that you hang out with, like the one that you want to copy or you want to emulate. Are there any areas of your life today that are hidden? The light is your friend. Turn to your neighbor and say, the light is your friend. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Come out of the darkness. Say, Jesus, shine on me. Shine on me, Lord. Shine on me, Lord. Open up the heavens, Lord. I want all that you have for me. Is this resonating with your heart today? Does this resonate with you? I want all that you have, Lord. Lord, I don't want to keep you at arm's length, Lord. I don't want to just play it safe, Lord. But I want to abandon everything, Lord, to you. Like the blind men in the Bible, crying out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. Threw away their garments. They cast aside what they were wearing. They said, let's go after Jesus. Let's go after Jesus. Hallelujah. What is it that's tying you to this world? What is it that's keeping you from being fully in the light of God? Come into his light today. Come into his light today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Jesus, shine on me. Say it with me. Jesus, shine on me, Lord. In all of your truth. In all of your beauty, Lord. I want to ask you a couple of questions before we close this morning. Has anybody ever said to you, and this is not a judgment, by the way, on anybody, but I want you to just ask this question. I see Jesus in you. Has anybody ever said that? I feel God's love through you. If they haven't said it, don't start condemning yourself. Don't beat up on yourself. But this is what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about being so influenced by the light and truth of Jesus, by his love, by his attributes, so that everything you are is affected by all that he is. Is anybody following me today? That everything that I become is a result of my walk with God. It's a result of the closeness that I've had with Christ. So that people will be able to say, you know what? Come on over to my house. Joe, Mary, whatever your name is, Tony. Would you mind coming over to my house? Because when I'm around you, I feel better. When I'm with you, I feel peace. When you pray for me, I sense God, the load lifts. I feel better when I'm with you. Is anybody following me this morning? Has anybody, think about that. The people say, I feel better when I'm with you. Because if we are truly a reflection of Christ, if we are truly living in the light of Christ, wouldn't we be attractive to people? Jesus attracted multitudes. Even children. Even children wanted to be around him. They crawled up on his lap. I don't want to be a person that somebody hangs up the phone and says, I'm glad that phone call is over. Or when I come for a visit to their house and they say, boy, I'm glad he left. I want people to say about me, man, I wish Pastor Dave would come over. I wish Pastor Dave would call me and pray for me. I want there to be something about me that you can identify and say, there's a little bit of Jesus in that man. How can we be in this world and not be lights? How can we be in this world and not light and brighten the corner where we are? The world is full of darkness. The world is full of hatred. The world is full of commercialism. So many don't even begin to understand the meaning of the Christmas season. But guess what? Catalyst Community Church, we have a chance to shine the light of Jesus. Hallelujah. We can shine for Jesus. Decorations are pretty, but I want to shine a light for Jesus. Hallelujah. I want myself to be a light bulb. Hallelujah. Say, I want to be a light bulb for Jesus. Come on, say it with me. I want to be a light bulb for Jesus.